Country Pop FM.
Time now for the Bob Almanac. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Neil and Brittany are here. What do you think of Brittany's sweater? That's the first thing I noticed when she walked through the door this morning.
It's a little loud.
Yeah. It looks like you're ready to do some downhill skiing circa 1974. Yeah.
She looks like Susie Chapstick. Doesn't she look like Susie Chapstick?
Yeah. I thought it looked more like I'd be ready to do some knitting or some baking or something.
In front of the fire.
It's a grandma sweatshirt or sweater for sure.
Would you make us some brownies? Let's get into it today. Friday, March 31st. It is the last day of March. Goodbye, March. We hardly knew you.
Adios.
It is April Fool's Day tomorrow, 90th day of the year, 275 left if you're counting down. This date, 1776, Abigail Adams wrote to her husband,
John,
who at the time, of course, they were prepping for the independence, Declaration of Independence. They were prepping for a possible Revolutionary War.
Correct.
And this is what she said to her husband, John.
Job.
She said that women were, quote, determined to foment a rebellion if the new Declaration of Independence failed to guarantee women's rights.
Huh.
Have you ever fomented anything?
Not of recent. Can we say that on the air?
I've seen you foment on the golf course. Yeah. You typically do that. Yeah. There's plenty of fermentation. They're fermenting in the Bob break room over there. In the refrigerator. 1885, Binney and Smith Company was founded in New York City. The company later became known as Crayola.
Oh. Well,
1885, Crayola.
I've been in the news a lot.
It wasn't called Crayola, but it became a company in 1885. Didn't they just banish a color? What color was it?
It's also National Crayon Day today, by the way, too. But they retired one of their original 24 colors, Dandelion.
Oh,
Dandelion's
gone.
No longer found in any Crayola
The 24 pack. Was it the 24 or the 48 pack?
The Core 24 is what they call it. And Dandelion is out.
Are they going to announce a new one?
I'm very disappointed.
They're in the works of making a new color, and then they're going to open up fan voting for the name in May.
Any chance that it's the one that my wife made at the Crayola Experience at Mall of America? Is that one going to take its spot?
They actually said Jim Erickson's crayon is...
Mississippi special.
Yep.
Mississippi
is in the
mud.
Running.
They're going to call it Mississippi mud. It's kind of a brownish, light brown Mississippi mud. So, yeah, you can go to Crayola, the Crayola Experience, and make your own crayon.
I wondered about that. Yeah.
1889, Eiffel Tower opened in Paris on this date. Pretty recognizable. Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
1889, 1918, daylight savings time went into effect throughout the United States for the first time, 1918.
That was a good move. So that was a Woodrow Wilson era. Did he have anything to do with that?
Of course, he signed it into law. Now, just think, how confusing was it in 1918, the first time we ever did it? People still get confused now. They forget to roll their clock back or whatever.
And they're
late for church or whatever. Can you imagine what it was like in 1918, just the chaos?
Yeah, you couldn't tweet it out and put it on all the news outlets.
You didn't have the atomic clock. You didn't have the internet, all that other stuff.
Huh.
1931, you did a coach's show with this guy, didn't you?
But don't forget, man, we're going to get him on a run. We're going to go, 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 go. Henry on to the stop until we go to that goal line. Don't forget, man, today is the day we're going to win. They can't lick it, and the black out of the goal. The first was for the man to win there. Fight. What do you say, man?
And now the host of the Newt Rockne Coaches Show, Neil Freeman.
Wow.
Here he is with the coach. Newt Rockne died on this date at the age of 43.
He was a young man.
Great football coach.
Do we know why he died?
He coached the Gipper. I don't know.
Fact checker.
What's his name? Sorry.
Knut
Rockne, yes.
Knut. Just for spelling.
1931.
K-N-U-T.
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Notre Dame football coach. He coached a guy by the name of the Gipper.
He was only 43.
1931, 1932, the Ford Motor Company debuted its V8 engine. Now, it wasn't the Triton V8, and... I would say motorheads out there, you might want to help me here. It might have been the Ford Flathead, the famous Ford Flathead. Might have been what was first debuted and shown off on this date, 1932, one of the great engines of all time for those motorheads out there. They can correct me if I'm wrong. 1954, the U.S. Air Force Academy, Colorado Springs.
Been there.
Was established. You can see the football stadium and the campus off to the west when you're on the interstate that goes between Denver and Colorado Springs.
Very, very cool place.
1975, John Wooden won his 10th and final NCAA title. The Wizard of Westwood, right? Here he is. Here is that game. I think I got it here somewhere. No, I deleted it. That is a shame.
That's a shame.
That just should not happen. It was the final play, the final seconds. Kurt Gowdy calling it. He was counting down. 3-2-1 NCAA champs, UCLA. Yeah, John Wooden won 10 of those, but you know, he went his first, I don't know what it was, decade or 15 years. He didn't win in his first 15 years there. Just think, if that was now, he probably would have gotten fired.
Right, long gone.
He would have been fired. No UCLA coach would have ever lasted that long without having kind of some kind of success.
Trying to think who was on the 75 team who would have been the big guns.
They had some dandies. 1980, legendary track athlete Jesse Owens died at the age of 66. 1985, this date. I didn't delete this one. Never be able to delete this. It's permanently saved, and I have it backed up as well on my desktop. The Love Boat theme, the ABC television network aired the 200th episode of The Love Boat on this date. Over the years, Love Boat was on for more than a decade. It was like 13, 14 years, something like that. 552 different guest stars. And you would have thought Charo was the most often guest star. That's usually the joke, the running joke. It was actually Mrs. C. Marion Ross was the most common guest star on Love Boat. Again, you learn something that you never knew that you would need to know, that you thought that you would need to know. Marion Ross, 14 appearances on the Love Boat. I don't know if she was on the 200th episode or not. Chances are she was. That was back in 1985. 1991, Albania offered a multi-party election for the first time in 50 years. Incumbent President Ramiz Alia won. And of course, it's Albany or Albania, so I think we need a refresher.
Yes, please.
Albania, Albania, you border on the Adriatic.
Ah, yes, the coach. What else is there?
The land is most mountainous, and your chief export is chrome
is your chief export. That's a pretty good export. So that was back in 91.
Is classic.
1993. Oh, let's go to the news. 1993,
the son of late martial arts star Bruce Lee has died. 27-year-old Brandon Lee was killed during a movie set accident today. He was filming a scene for the movie The Crow when he was hit by a projectile fired from a gun loaded with blanks. According to producers, when a blank is fired, normally a piece of soft wadding comes out, not a projectile. Police are investigating but don't suspect foul play.
That was really bizarre.
So bizarre. Remember that vividly.
Yeah. Brandon Lee, 1993.
They put like a live round into a gun.
Well, it was used, that same prop was used for a different, what I think I've read, that it was used for a different scene, and they didn't take the projectile totally out. It was in the chamber, and they didn't realize that it was in the chamber at the time. Wow. And they didn't check the chamber. You always check the chamber.
Check the chamber.
1993.
1995. One of the biggest stars in Tejano music, Corpus Christi, Selena, is dead.
The woman suspected of shooting Selena is still holding police at bay. You're looking at a live picture right now.
She was the founder of Selena's fan club, Yolanda Salvador.
How bizarre.
Convicted of her murder, sentenced to life in prison. That was in 1995. Phil Collins singing lead here for Genesis. Follow You, Follow Me, late 70s.
Good tune.
And you know, he's not behind the drum singing. He's actually out front. It was on this date, 1996, that Phil Collins announced he was leaving Genesis after 21 years as the group's lead singer and drummer. Say what you want about Phil Collins for Genesis. Their stretch of the most popularity and the most success that they had commercially was with him singing.
For sure.
No doubt about that. That was 1996. And 1999...
An unfortunate act of nature. A bird flew into the towards him and out on the ride. First time that this has ever happened.
That's Fabio hit in the face by a bird during a promotional ride of a new roller coaster at the Busch Gardens theme park in Williamsburg, Virginia. Fabio received a 1-inch cut across his nose. He couldn't believe that what was on his face was not butter.
Yeah, I just...
It was bird... There's probably a little excrement in there.
Doo-doo.
Probably some blood
I think
and
so.
Whatnot. 19. Yeah. He survived, though. Fabio, 1999, but he really hasn't been the same since. He's been been doing those butter commercials.
He's not nearly as handsome.
Does he still pose for the covers of the Harlequin books and those romance novels? Do you know, Brittany?
No, I don't know about that, but I know he was promoting some like shampoo and hair products.
Well, he's got some great hair.
Yeah,
he's got great hair.
Hair tools.
On to birthdays now. William Daniels is 90.
Michael, what do you think of a stunt where I could somersault end over end? It's never been done before. Or better still, how about a flaming chariot? We could set my wheels on fire and do a jump. At night, it could be quite spectacular, don't you think?
There he is the voice of Kit from Knight Rider. Knight Industries 2000. He won an Emmy also as Dr. Mark Craig. I loved him on St. Elsewhere. He's been on a number of other things. He's still going strong.
Good actor.
Yeah, Boy Meets World. I mean, he could do comedy as well. Yes. That was a sitcom. He is 90 today for William Daniels. The talented, the lovely, the matriarch of the Partridges. Shirley Jones is 83 today. She could sing. She was married to Jack Jones.
Yes.
Or no, not Jack Jones. It was Jack Cassidy.
Oh, yeah, Jack
because
Cassidy.
Because she was the stepmom to David Cassidy and the actual mom to Sean Cassidy.
Yes.
Jack Jones sang The Love Boat. He's a whole different guy.
Different guy.
Shirley Jones is 83
today. I loved her in Music Man as Maid Marian.
Well, she could sing. I mean, she could sing.
Was great.
I mean, she
and
was very talented. Very talented.
Super good singer.
She could do musicals. Richard Chamberlain, he was in a lot of miniseries in his day.
Yes, he was.
He is 83 today. When Herb Alpert needed to go disco, he could. He could leave the Tijuana Brass behind, leave him on the bus. He can get off the bus and then do a little disco. 1979 with Rise. You should hear me do this on the kazoo.
Oh.
Some morning I'll have to dazzle
Pop
you with
it. Pop it out. Let's do it.
Herb Alpert of Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, one of the founders of A&M Records. He also did some singing. Remember that song, This Guy's in Love with You? That was him singing.
Yeah.
So he is celebrating his 82nd today. He and Chuck Mangione are two of my favorite horn players.
Uh-huh.
Chuck Mangione and Herb Alpert.
Chuck played more of the flugelhorn.
It was the flugelhorn, yeah, but it's a horn.
Yeah, oh,
one
yeah,
of my favorite
sure.
horn players.
And
you're my third as a French horn
French
player.
Horn,
you'd be my third favorite
horn
players. Al Gore is 69. Christopher Walken is 74 today. Happy birthday to him.
Creasy's art is dead. He's about to paint his masterpiece.
That's from Man on Fire. You don't know how tempted I was to do the whole cowbell
thing.
Oh,
I'm sure. That's what I thought was coming.
It's been done. He's been in so many good things, exactly. He's done more than I've Got a Fever and the Prescription is More Cowbell. Christopher Walken, he's a scene stealer.
He is.
I mean, he has played the starring role, but he's more often a bit part, but he steals the scene. And most often steals the whole movie when he's on there.
He was a bad guy in a Bond movie, Wedding Crashers, Pulp Fiction. You know, list goes on. You're right. He's good.
74, Mr. Cartier.
Can I even tell you, when I was young, I always felt I was adopted.
No. Really?
My parents never said anything. So one day I decided to just go up and ask.
Good for you.
The day I graduated from Buchanan, went right up to my father, had my diploma in my hand, looked him straight in the eye.
Diploma.
I said, Ling Chow. He said, no, you're not adopted. You rented.
A lot of times they ended the show with a joke, and it was him and his wife sitting on the couch. The great Gabe Kaplan, welcome back, Cotter, is 72. Also, it says here he's pretty good at poker, I guess.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to him.
And certainly one of the greatest TV themes ever. You would agree?
John
Sebastian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Definitely top 10. Rhea Perlman, she's Carla.
Oh, my.
Come off it. You know, we've all noticed the way you two go around looking at each other like lovesick cows. Admit it. He's got you steaming under the silks.
This happens to be my mother.
Well, that's why I'm being delicate.
Rhea Perlman, the always funny Carla. She is 69 today, married to Danny DeVito.
Hilarious. And,
she would bring your drink with a little bit of sass. A little bit of sass, right? Angus Young, that's him on the guitar. AC/DC, him and Malcolm, founding members of AC/DC.
Not afraid to do a little duck walking.
Angus Young, he's the one dressed up as little schoolboy. With the shorts and everything.
Tremendous guitar player, one of the greatest ever.
62. Let's go backwards here. 67 today for Ed Marinaro.
Oh.
Former Minnesota Viking running back, and of course, he forged out a nice little acting career.
Yes, he sure did.
He was on Hill Street Blues, played Joe, Officer Joe. And not a bad running back either. I mean, he could catch the ball out of the backfield. He could pick up a blitz. He could pick up a yard or two there in the mid-70s, early to mid-70s.
Was he a runner-up for the Heisman?
He was in contention. That would have been like 70 or 71, somewhere in there. What did he play for the Vikings? 71 to 75, 72 to 76, somewhere in there.
71 was the year of the quarterback, Pat Sullivan and all those. So, yeah, maybe 72, maybe.
Happy birthday, Ed Marinaro. It's also a sauce you can dip your mozzarella sticks
Correct.
In. Correct. And Ewan McGregor is celebrating Obi-Wan.
Ewan, the Chosen One! It was said that you would destroy the Sith, not join them!
That's what they said. Didn't happen, though.
Bring balance to the Force!
You know, but if he didn't join the Sith, we wouldn't have had Star Wars and the great story. If Anakin doesn't become Darth Vader, Star Wars is a pretty boring story. Ewan McGregor, of course, you can't beat Alec Guinness. So he's the second best Obi-Wan Kenobi. He is in the new Fargo show on FX.
Oh.
And I think he's playing dual roles because they list him twice. And he's also in the new Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
The big movie now. It's taken over the country. Yeah. You know, Disney, they're cashing in on Beauty and the Beast again.
Yes.
Again. And then they'll do it again later on. He plays the candle. He's the candlestick or the candelabra.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. So Ewan McGregor, 46 today.
All right. A few gone but not forgottens here today. Composer Franz Joseph Haydn. He's known as the father of the symphony.
He was also a speed skater, wasn't he? No, it was Eric Haydn.
Eric Haydn. Different spellings, but very similar. Franz Haydn was born on this day, 1732. Industrialist and metallurgist.
Metallurgist.
Yeah, is that how you say that?
Yeah.
Alfred E. Hunt. He founded the company that became the aluminum producer and distributor Alcoa. Did pretty well.
We flew into Knoxville once, and the Alcoa's got a huge location right off of Knoxville. Of course, Alcoa presents Fantastic Finishes.
Alfred E. Hunt was born on this day, 1855. He was one of the great boxers. In fact, the first black man to win the heavyweight boxing championship. Hall of Fame boxer Jack Johnson was born on this day back 1878. Comedian Henry Morgan, born on this day 1915.
Can't believe you said, "Don't call me Hank." That's kind of your calling card. Tired of that?
Yeah. Well, no, I still like it. Believe me. Henry Morgan, 1915. Not to be confused with Harry Morgan, who was Colonel Sherman Potter. And on Dragnet and stuff. So a different guy, Henry Morgan, 1915. You would definitely know this guy if you've seen him or heard him. Emmy Award-winning actor Richard Kiley. He won Emmy for his work on a program called A Year in the Life. He was also in The Thornbirds, Patch Adams, Looking for Mr. Goodbar, but he was in several episodes of Gunsmoke, including Kitty's Love Affair. He played Will Stambridge, who was a gunslinger and saved Kitty's life, took a bullet, He was wanted, but Kitty hit him up in her room above the, upstairs in the bar.
And romance blossomed.
And Matt was looking for Stambridge because he was wanted.
Jealous.
And there was a blood trail somewhere, and anyway.
So Miss Kitty made out and had relations with a wanted man.
Yes. Well,
why wasn't she thrown in jail then? She was harboring a criminal.
Yeah, believe me. Matt talked to her.
Conjugal. Okay.
Matt was thinking about jailing her. Festus talked him out of it. Richard Kiley was born on this day, 1922. Labor organizer Cesar Chavez, my second favorite Cesar. He's just behind Tovar and just ahead of Maniago.
Yeah.
Cesar Chavez, 1927. Maybe the greatest, alongside with Wayne Gretzky. I think the guy who gets mentioned the most as the greatest hockey player of all time would be Gordie Howe.
He invented the Gordie Howe hat trick, of which he only had two.
A goal and an assist and a fight?
Yes.
Is that what that was?
Yep.
He was Mr. Hockey. Played most of his career with, of course, the Detroit Red Wings. And he was the only guy to play in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and he played in 1980.
He also played in the 90s. I know he took the ice with a minor league team, like in the International Hockey League or somewhere. He's practically 70.
To get in another decade.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you total up his NHL goals, his WHA goals, and his minor league totals, it's almost 1,000 goals. Pretty impressive. For Mr. Hockey.
He played on a line with his sons when he was with Houston.
Mark. Mark Howe, 1928 for the legendary Gordie Howe. Same year, he shares a birthday with Country Music Hall of Famer Lefty Frizzell.
Oh, you get the ramp on this one. What a treat.
I've got the time.
He, of course, wrote this song. He had a hit with it. Willie did pretty good with it.
Long Black Veil might be my favorite Lefty Frizzell song.
Lefty also, much like the late Keith Whitley, had the demons. He pretty much drank himself to death, had a massive stroke due to alcoholism. When he was in his 40s and passed away way too early. Lefty Frizzell, born on this day, 1928. Brittany, do you have anything from the Liz Claiborne collection?
She was bigger in the 2000s, so yeah, at one point. I don't know if I do anymore.
Oh, how dare you have any fashions from the 2000s? Oh, it's so hip. I mean, it's only the last year.
Right. So fashion designer Liz Claiborne.
I got stuff from the 80s I still wear.
Born on this day, 19...
Members only. You've heard of that?
Yeah, I have. 1929, they're all gone. But not forgotten.
Ocean Pacific was another big one
the
80s.
Yes. Yeah, I know Brittany's got a couple of facts. I also have one, just that the UCLA team that won the championship, it did have Marcus Johnson and Richard Washington, two of my favorite all-time UCLA guys. They also had, you remember the name, Ralph Drollinger? I think he was one of their centers. And Jim Spillane. One of their shooting guards, I do recall. That's some good names from that.
How did they win a title with that crew?
Yeah.
What do you got there?
For facts, Newt Rockne died at 43 in an airplane crash in 1931. He was en route to participate in the production of the film The Spirit of Notre Dame, actually, when he perished in an airplane crash. Oh, yeah. Also, Ed Marinaro... In 1971, he finished as a runner-up to Pat Sullivan for the Heisman Trophy.
Pat Sullivan
was a runner-up. Now, I thought that was, the year of the quarterback. That would have been Archie Manning.
Jim Plunkett.
And Jim Plunkett. Was that 71?
Maybe that was 70.
Maybe that was 70, yeah. Could be.
Where did Ed Marinello go to school? It was an Ivy League school, wasn't it? He's pretty smart.
Cornell.
There you go, Cornell.
Yep.
Fact checker does it again.
It was right in front of me. I'm on the Wikipedia page.
Although the fact checker didn't remind me to do the sponsor.
How about right now?
Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Kurt Weir's.
Thank you, Kurt.
United Country Real Estate
in
Annandale.
By the way,
how do you know?
I talked to the sales rep.
Oh boy,
Kurt was wondering, did they forget sometimes? I said.